So now let's start to try and focus in on this and actually take action and decide which niche and business model combination should you actually get started with. And, you know, even after giving you my shortcut list, many people will just kind of freeze up at this stage. So, you know, there's all these different niches. Which ones do we actually focus on? Now, the truth is that a key part of being successful as an entrepreneur is learning to say no to things, okay? This is, you know, something that you'll hear Apple talk about a lot. It's something that you'll hear Warren Buffett talk about a lot. Very, very successful, Elon Musk, very successful people are very, very good at saying no, because by saying no to 10 things, we're also saying yes to the most important thing. There's a really good quote. A key skill in startups is that the most important thing is to keep focusing on the most important thing. And so we really want to be able to move on this with confidence. We want to say categorically, scientifically, with our hearts and our heads, that this is the best niche for us. Not necessarily, you know, objectively, not necessarily tomorrow or in a week's time, but based on the information that we have at this second, you know, we need to make a move. We need to make some type of a move, and we want to do so with confidence and with real gusto. And to do that, we need to be able to put this decision to bed and make a decision right now that this is the best niche to enter. And the way that I like to do that is when making decisions and therefore acting with confidence, I often use a decision matrix, okay? And a decision matrix is basically a table where we list opportunities as rows, options as rows, so different places to live. We can choose different types of laptop to buy. We can choose different businesses or niches to go into. We list them in rows, and then we rate each option, each row, based on different metrics. And then we either add up or we multiply the scores, and that tells us what is the best option. And by the way, I got this from a book called Smart Decisions, which I will also link to below this video. And so here's the process that we're going to follow here. We're going to choose a business model that we mentioned earlier that I discussed with you. We're going to choose a niche that matches the guidelines I talked about before. And we're going to start rating each one of those combinations, the business model and niche combination. We're going to start rating them out of 10, with 10 being that we see a lot of that thing and 0 being we don't see any of that thing. And ideally, what I want you to do is to try and grab 10 possible niche business model ideas and use this spreadsheet to actually filter them down. And so let's take a deep dive into this as to how we approach this. And you can just go through each of the columns and ask these questions. Go to Google, do some searches. And do you find a lot of competitors, a lot of sites in this space? And the more that you find, the higher we should rate it out of, you know, 1 to 10. And by the way, I said before you should rate them 0 to 10. Don't put 0 because the way I've set the spreadsheet up, it will multiply the numbers. So it deliberately exaggerates very high scores and exaggerates low scores. If you put 0, it's going to, you know, break the formula. A million times 0 is basically going to be a million. So rate them 1 to 10 rather than 10 than 0 to 10. But do you find lots of competitors and sites in the space? If the answer is yeah, there's absolutely tons, rate it a 10. If there's none whatsoever, then give it a 1. Do you believe they are making money from what you see? You know, do you see them running lots of ads? Can you see press releases about the successes that they've had? Can you see lots of people talking about buying the product on social media? Do they have lots of reviews on review sites like Trustpilot? Are there places online where you can go and see the number of people who've bought some of their products? Can you see proof that they're making money? This is a really, really important one. Are they clustered around a handful of sites? And so, you know, like going back to the ChatGPT example, there's like an ecosystem of very successful entrepreneurs who are leveraging ChatGPT and these other language models. And so that would be a 10 out of 10, I would say. But there are plenty of other examples. There are, you know, an entire ecosystem around other big brands like Facebook or Pinterest, and so many other sites. So is the site a platform or an ecosystem? Is it an anchor that we can actually base our business on? Do you understand the niche, at least as kind of an intermediate? You don't need to be an expert in it, but you at least have some experience in it. And do you have some type of leverage? Do you have knowledge, proof, connections, an existing website, some kind of a presence or business? Do you know people in the space? And by, you know, rating all of these from 1 to 10, it's going to give you some specific categorical numbers that you can use as a springboard to kind of filter down with some degree of confidence as to which are the best niches to look at. Now, you may actually not go with your number one niche. You know, very often I will do these spreadsheets, do these decision matrix sheets, and decides to go with number two because, you know, there's something I believe that isn't fully reflected in the data. There's something that I see that, you know, isn't clearly there. And so I'll go with my heart rather than my head and I'll ignore the data. But very often from running this type of calculation, what you'll find is when you actually look at the hard data, the opportunity that you were going to prioritize is actually very near the bottom. And it makes you do some hard decisions and really makes you think that, you know, just relying purely on instinct isn't always the right way to do this. And then you'll go through kind of a bit of soul searching. You'll reflect on what are the best ways to approach a niche, and you'll kind of finally decide that, yes, this is the best niche, the best business model for me to focus on. And when you do that, you will start to have that confidence in the fact that you've made the right decision. That will lead to action, and the action will lead to results. Now, it may not necessarily lead to success on your first attempt, but that will act as the catalyst to business success at some point in the future. So you do need to take action, and having the confidence that comes from seeing the decision in this table is going to be part of that. It's going to be part of the early stages of you being successful. So please do run this exercise. And then once you've done that and you have a list of niches all rated, you will have your part one score and we are ready to move on to part two.